before the fall, man has the ability to sin and the ability to not sin. Now, there are two things he does not have. He does not have the non posse peccare. I don't want to confuse anybody here, but now this is simply the ability to sin with the negative put in front of it, which means the inability to sin. Obviously, since Adam had the ability to sin, we couldn't say that he at the same time could have the ability to sin and not have the ability to sin. But the inability to sin is something that you would ascribe to God. God cannot sin. Not because he lacks the physical power to carry out the action if he so desired to sin, but because his desires are only inclined towards perfect righteousness at all times, he lacks the motive ever to sin. Likewise, we look forward to that state in heaven. Right now, if we're Christians, we still can sin. And how do we know that? Because we still do sin. But our hope is that in heaven, when we have been glorified and our sanctification has been made complete, that sin will be no more. It will now become a virtual impossibility because of the redemption of our lives, so that we will be better off in heaven than Adam was in paradise, because Adam still had the posse peccare. But the distinction in this table that has provoked the greatest amount of controversy and trouble in the debate over free will is this next category, which is called the non posse non peccare. Now, that may be a little confusing because here the Latin is using the double negative, which is a no-no in English expressions. But I use the Latin because I think it's easier to follow in this regard. The non posse non peccare means it is not possible to not sin. It is impossible for a person in this condition to live without sin. And this specifically is the way Augustine describes the moral condition of original sin.